Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. The U.S. formally pulled out of the Paris Climate Agreement this week, but what does that mean for states like California with ambitious climate goals? Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero reports.
3 years ago, the Trump administration announced its intent to remove America from the international agreement with a goal to prevent the globe from warming beyond 2 degrees Celsius from pre-industrial levels. Kara Horowitz is with the UCLA School of Law.
It's really a slap in the face to have the United States walk away from what they see as its commitment to clean up the mess that it has made.
She says the U.S.'s departure from the agreement shows that America as a whole isn't taking the threat of climate change seriously.
Even if we're in a Biden presidency and even if we're back in the Paris Agreement in January, the world has been shown that the U.S. leadership on this issue at the national level really cannot be relied upon.
The federal decision could mean California will have fewer tools to implement its ambitious climate goals, says Stanford climate scientist Noah Diffenbaugh.
California is certainly affected by the U.S.'s posture and by the U.S.'s technical participation. But California was a leader before the Paris Agreement, and I expect California to be a leader after today.
But even with all the state's climate goals, Diffenbaugh says California isn't prepared for what's to come if the globe keeps on warming. That's why he says it's imperative California remains at the forefront of creating local and global climate change solutions. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
California wildlife regulators have postponed the start of the commercial Dungeness crab season to protect whales and sea turtles from becoming entangled in fishing gear. The Department of Fish and Wildlife announced yesterday that it's pushing back the November 15th start of the season to December 1st. The postponement affects fishing zones from Mendocino County to the Mexican border. The San Francisco Chronicle says 50 humpback whales were spotted in 1 week last month off the coast of San Francisco, and another 25 in the Monterey Bay area. Recreational fishing season will be allowed to open on Saturday.